testing the API resource editing API methods. So I'm just writing scripts to test those automatically, and then I'm working with the feature crew to make sure that that area is been tested thoroughly before they move on to the next stage of the development. So it's pretty exciting.
Robert Coleridge ran into you, I guess, in the cafeteria, and he told me about you, and you can't see, right?
Right.
So how do you code if you can't see?
I use a screen reading program called JAWS.
Okay.
And so that verbalizes what's on the screen to me, and I also use a Braille display. And the Braille display shows 40 characters at a time, so about half a line of text.
Right.
But it has a series of holes in the shape of the Braille character cell that the dots are arranged in a 2x3 grid or cell.
Right.
So these holes have pins which will come up out of them to form the various Braille characters as you move down the page and such. So I use those two things, JAWS and the Braille display, to read through and edit my code. And so then I just try and work with those two and get them to interact with the other basic development software like Visual Studio and Motif and all the other programs involved in testing project, which is the project itself and SQL Server and Product Studio.
Oh, wow.
So there's a few programs involved, but they all interact fairly smoothly.
That's amazing. It's just amazing that you can work with a computer. Can you show us what it looks like?
Sure.
What the machine looks like and what maybe what the experience is like?
Okay.
I'll try to follow along here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm using a switch box to switch between two machines, and I use one machine with for mail and the other one for my testing. And so I'm afraid I don't have speakers in here to let people hear JAWS itself, but I use headphones to listen to that.
Okay.
The switch box is sitting on the Braille display here.
Okay.
And so as you see, this Braille display has the holes in this line, and out of these holes come pins to form the various Braille cells. And the buttons on this also work for routing the cursor to different things. There's the next line button, and these various buttons along here will route the cursor to whatever cell is underneath of them. So if I'm reading a Word document and I want to go to the letter S, go up above the letter S and hit the button, and it'll route the cursor to that point. So, I use Visual Studio on my test machine to write my code, and when I find the various bugs, I'll go into I'll use the keyboard strictly for navigation, so I'll use commands such as Control-Escape and other basic Windows commands to navigate through the various menus without the use of a mouse.
And is the machine talking to you as you're doing that?
Yep, that's how I keep track. It's just I'm hearing through the headphones what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. So it works fairly smoothly. Like I say, I have the two machines. One's for mail, so that when I want to work with mail and stuff, I just switch over on the switch box to the mail machine, and there I can use the Outlook and all the other programs that are normally used for time management. Here's the reminder for this interview
right
here up on the screen right now, and JAWS just alerts me to all of that.
How did you get into computers?
It was I've been blind since I was 3.
Okay.
And so back in, I think it was early 90s, I was going to public school at the time, which is versus public school versus a special school for the blind. So I was going to public school, and I was trying to write various reports and be able to turn them in directly to my teachers without having to write them in Braille and have them translated. And so my parents invested in a 286 computer with the screen reader of the time, which wasn't JAWS, a predecessor to that. And that was my first exposure, and it was so interesting to me that I've just been interested in ever since. So about 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, I was switched universities. Originally, when I went to school, I wanted to go into math or computer science, but couldn't really find the accommodations I needed as far as getting books in Braille and other materials and such as lab equipment that was accessible for the various electrical engineering courses and such that would be necessary. And so I had gone ahead and studied music and writing before that. But I switched to ASU, and at the time I had switched, a lady there who was in charge of the disability resource programs.
Yep.
She had been doing a demonstration of a new computer product for the blind, and at her demonstration, the head of the computer science college had seen her doing this and had approached her, and he said, well, why don't we have any blind students in the engineering schools, you know, to develop this kind of technology, you know, directly for the, you know, if the, who better to develop the software or hardware for the blind than the blind themselves,
right,
was his thought. But she had told him that, you know, that these the various labs and math courses were difficult for the blind students to attend with the course outlines and materials set up the way they were.
Right.
And so he started a program, a pilot program, to help change his curriculums and incorporate modified technologies in the classrooms so that blind people could attend engineering courses.
Right.
And
who was that?
This was, his name is Pancha Thurman's, I can't even pronounce his last name, but we call him Dr. Ponch. He's the head of computer science over there now.
Okay. Great.
And so that's how I got into it, is I was accepted onto that pilot program. Now I'm about a little over halfway through it. It's exciting.
Wow. Yeah. What's your dream? What do you want to do with your career?
I just basically want to contribute to the continued development of computers and computer science. It's made a huge difference in my life, and every new development brings new opportunities to different people, you know, sighted, unsighted, disability or otherwise. And so I just kind of want to be a part of that and be able to be aware of and incorporate the leading edge of that type of stuff into my own life. So that's kind of my goal.
Right. How could the software be improved for you? What would you tell the Visual Studio team, for instance, to do to make the software better?
The Visual Studio has been very difficult for me to learn with JAWS. JAWS company itself does not specifically support Visual Studio as of now. And they're really working hard on adding this support to the JAWS software. So I think as of now, that's the main thing that's holding back the accessibility level, is that JAWS itself hasn't really fully incorporated it. But I think Visual Studio relies very heavily on colored texts for symbolizing things. So rather than having the text that's related to one thing versus another isolated into different locations on the screen, they're all in a list, and the different categories are symbolized for different text colors and background colors. And I think that that makes it a little bit difficult to sort things out on the screen with a screen reader.
Okay.
So that would be one thing I could suggest, but I think primarily we're waiting on JAWS. But I think a lot of the different software, and that's the case truly, is that as long as they're continuously aware of the accessibility levels of their software and test them for that aspect of the usability, then I think that it'll continue to be usable as long as the specialized software such as JAWS evolves along with it.
Right.
And so I think that they're working hard at companies like JAWS and their, you know, competitors to stay current, and sometimes they fall behind. And I think for specialized programs like software development that aren't as common as, say, a word processor, that it's sometimes not as up to date.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you. It's,
thank
inspiring
you.
Inspiring to see what kind of work you do and
I'm glad
the conditions you do it under. So I can't even imagine.
It's been exciting. I'm glad to have been a part of this internship program because, you know, I jumped into the computer science program not really sure of how accessible the workplace would be to me. So I could get the degree with the aid of the computer science department, but would I actually be able to put it to use in the workplace? And I actually did have some doubts, and this summer has been really challenging, and they were kind enough to put me in a place that I felt I might have had some trouble getting if it wasn't an internship type setting. So I've had a chance to prove myself to me, you know, which is most important in my mind, to gain confidence and such. And so I think that's been the most valuable part of this experience to me, apart from everything that I've learned.